can find the place of well-being. It just takes it is only a matter of directing your thoughts toward feeling better. And that's the key thing that we are going to be focused upon in the hours that we are together. We want you to realize that when you're feeling something that feels like despair or fear, some strong negative emotion, you're bucking a pretty good current. And we want you to understand that you couldn't be feeling that strong, strong negative emotion if your stream were not moving really, really fast. In other words, you are the creator of the motion of your stream. Do you get that? You are the reason that your stream moves at the speed it does, and you are also the reason that you feel bad when you don't go with it or good when you do. You have all of the controls in this. And so as you realize, if someone were to call you and say, hello, you don't know me, I'm just calling to tell you I will never call you again, you would not feel any negative emotion about it because you didn't have any momentum going about them to begin with. But if someone dear and important to you were to tell you, you will never hear from me again, you would feel negative emotion because you have momentum going about that and your current thought is going in opposition to it. So what we want this workshop to be about, we want you to leave here at the end of this wonderful gathering understanding that all good things are available to you and that life is supposed to be good to you and will be if you will but let it. And we want you to stop striving for bliss that you might not be able to get a whiff of or appreciation that might be far too far on the other side of the emotional scale. We would like you to reach for those improved feelings, but rather than reaching for these emotions up here like love and joy and appreciation, let your quest be to reach for, from wherever you are, the best feeling that you can find. And the best word that we have for that is a feeling of relief. Esther was not seasick, and she was not being upset by this vessel in the water at all. But she was desperately upset that some of you might not be having the peak experience that she wishes for all of you. And we said, Esther, you must not get invested in what other people are doing because you have no control over how anybody feels about anything. Do not try to feather all of the nests of the world. Let your work be about being where you are. And we think, isn't it a wonderful thing? Don't you just love being out in the middle of the ocean with no control over the conditions? Well, you don't love it yet. But what we love about that is you have no choice but to understand the art of allowing. In other words, to be in a situation where you can't control conditions, because you know what? If you could, you would. Esther tried. Part the seas. Get the angels. Smooth the water. Stop the boat. Take us back. We don't want to go. When you're in a situation where finally you cannot control the conditions, then you learn to do, if you want to feel good, the only thing that you can do, which is find a way from where you are of feeling just a little better. And the most wonderful thing about that is you are where you are. You are where you are. What is what is. And what is won't change instantaneously. Your parents do you a disservice when they watch for the slightest whimper and then do everything they can to make it all right for you. Because they teach you something that the universe at large is not teaching you. It is your vibrational countenance that equals your point of attraction, you see. So now this comes back to where we began today. Your inner being is over here in this powerful becoming. All that you've lived, standing there in that vibrational conclusion, temporary because it's being amended constantly by you. And law of attraction is responding to all of that. And so the question that this workshop asks and answers is, and how are you doing in relationship to that? Are you going with the flow or not? Are you feeling as good as you can right now or not? And then one more piece to this. If you will not compare how you are feeling to anyone else on the planet, it will serve you so well. Because your vibrational escrow, where you stand in relationship to your vibrational escrow, is all about the way you feel. And nobody else and their stance and their